I'm delighted to have on the line the new director of AINTIS, which is the National Adult Learning. Niamh O'Reilly, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Conor. Yes.
Yeah, sorry, we seem to lose you there for a second.
Okay.
Sorry about that. anyway, thanks for joining us. You've just taken up this new post as the director, and I suppose can you just explain what the Adult Learning Centre and the whole thing does, the learning organisation does for us.
Okay, thanks very much for having me on the programme, Conor.
No bother.
AINTIS is a national adult learning organisation, so we're a voluntary membership organisation. So we have members, for example, in the Northside region, such as yourselves,
yep.
Target, Clear. And we started in 1969 and we've over 500 members. And what we try to do is improve the experience of adult learning for people who want to go back in. And we really try to promote the idea that everybody has the right to go back into adult education at any time in their lives.
Yeah, because I suppose a lot of us leave school and then we go to work and then, you know, well, in the old days you used to have family and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes you missed out on going to college because maybe it wasn't financially viable or something like that. But now you have courses, and you always did have courses, you're saying, since 69, that people can go back in and learn stuff that maybe they missed in school or they want to develop further skills.
Well, just to say, AINTIS doesn't run courses. We represent all the groups like the education and training boards, the community education groups that do run courses.
Yeah.
But absolutely, you're right. People, for whatever reasons, whether they didn't have a good experience in school or they had to leave, now have various options in which they can return to education. And AINTIS provides an information referral service. So even if any of your listeners are thinking about perhaps taking the step to going back into education, they can call us for free and we can refer you to the people. So we have a website called One Step Up, so that's www.onestepup.ie, and you can also call us on 1-800-303-669 for free. And we also have an information booklet that we can send out to any of your listeners. So really there's a huge amount, whether it's those kind of taster courses, going back in, doing something non-accredited, such as some community education, for example, course in Target and Dunamead, and then perhaps going on to do an accredited programme, maybe go back and do an IT course in the Education Training Board or a training centre like in Baldoyle. There's so many different options.
Yes.
And I know there's so much, it can be hard to navigate around what's the best thing, but there's also Adult Education Guidance Service. So if people want to go and they can talk to somebody about this, particularly people who haven't been back in education for a long time or perhaps are unemployed, there's a lot of services that are out there. So what I say to people who are thinking about going back is that I know it can be a big step, but there's plenty of ways you can find out about doing it. And really through AINTIS, what we try to do with our members is ensure that everybody has a chance to go back and that experience is really good. So one thing to think about, it's very different going back into adult education. You're treated as an adult, your experiences are really valued, and you're more like as a partner. It's not like going back to school, so it's very much a different experience.
Yeah, well, that's great, because in fairness, you know, a lot of people, as I said, unfortunately may have had to leave school early or you know, as you were saying, from not having an experience that they enjoyed, or else just to develop their own skills, because, you know, like people might be working in one area, they've been made redundant or whatever, and they kind of go, it could give them a chance to say, God, I'd love to try something different, or they had an interest in something, and that this could be a way back in.
Absolutely. And many of the learners that we would talk to have found that even taking the first steps in is hugely beneficial to their life, and not just in terms of getting a course and changing career, which is hugely important, but for some people it's just to get out of the house, to be able to engage with their community, and some courses like in community education will provide childcare as well, which is hugely important to adult learners going back in. So really there's a huge opportunity, and if people want to think about what's available to them as well, we, in trying to promote adult learning, we have an Adult Learners Festival which is running from the 22nd to the 27th of February. So you can look at our website, which is www.adultlearnersfestival.com, and you can see what's happening in your area. So they could have an open day, a coffee morning, and you can see what's going on there. Some of those courses are like what you said there, Conor, if people are thinking about going and trying a new route in their career.
Yeah.
There's plenty of things, such as in the ILAC, the library have 2 hours you can just go in and talk about if you want to change direction of your course. You can have a chat to somebody and terms of if you want to move into a different career. So there's a huge range of things that are going on, and if people want to get involved in the Adult Learners Festival or participate in one of the local events that happen all around the country, they could look at our website.
And it's there, yeah. And I suppose, you've just taken up the post. I suppose, I know you worked there beforehand, but, you know, yeah. is it slightly different now that you're the CEO, and how do you, you know, like, you're, I suppose you're only getting to grips with this. And what's your vision for the future then?
Well, I have been in the organisation for almost 11 years.
Yeah.
And in various different roles, and I'd say through the recruitment process we had a consultant that came in, and Professor Tom Collins, who was a professor of education, Maynooth chaired it, so I felt like I was put through my paces.
Yeah, okay.
So I felt like I was really ready to take up the role when I did get it.
Yeah.
So after surviving that, I'm in my fourth week, but it feels like it's been a lot longer than that. But I think we have such a fantastic team, but also the most important thing about our work is our members. We have 500 members who really support the work, and we couldn't do it. We're a small organisation, and we're trying to ensure that all adults have the opportunity to go back into education. And although many do, and we have a good participation rate in Ireland, which is around 7%, although at European level it's 9%. But one of the things is that what we're trying to do, and my vision really is about that people feel like they can go back, that it's really about equality. In terms of people who do go back into adult education, the majority, like 65%, are more likely if they've already done their leaving cert. Now that seems, you know, it really should be people who have left school early or haven't done their leaving cert.
Yes.
Should be people who we're targeting most, and that's really where we will be doing our promotional work and our advocacy work. And I think, you know, one of the things when we talk about adult education and going back into courses and trying to upskill, it has a huge impact on people's lives and well-being. So what I'd like to see over the course of the work that AINSIS does of the next few years, that we can look at improving participation and that people feel like they can go back in. Like, just to give you an example,
yeah, sure.
In terms of... there was a study done through OECD countries, and when they looked at 30-year-olds who had done a higher education course, or whether they'd done a degree, they were more likely to live 8 years longer than somebody, a 30-year-old, who didn't do their leaving cert. So when you talk about the impact on somebody's life and life expectancy, it has such a huge impact, and it also has a huge impact in terms of your own family and how you can, you know, share your own knowledge within the family and the importance of an educated parent. So one of the things that we try to do is look at, and what I hope to do in my role is to look at adult education more broadly.
Yeah.
That it has a huge impact, and particularly with the elections coming up, another study of OECD countries said those who are most likely to vote are people who have done their leaving or higher education course.
Right, okay.
They're 15% more likely to vote than people who didn't do a
leaving certificate. Right. And then plus,
so in terms of, you know, participating and in your own community and society,
it's
hugely important.
Well, I suppose it gives you the confidence that, you know, if you have an opinion on something, which everybody does, let's be honest, but, you know, if you do a course or whatever, it gives you that kind of self-esteem that, yeah, if some, I can do this and I can do that. You know, I've been on that course and I know how to answer these questions, and it certainly gives you a bit more, as I said, self-esteem to do stuff. And and even, you know, as a role model, if your own kids see you going out to do a course at night, or you're resitting, you're leaving or whatever, they kind of go, oh, I could do that as well, you know. So it's a great idea. It really is a great idea.
Absolutely. You know, that's it. And to make it feel like a normal thing, you know, as well. And everybody has the right. And I you've really hit the nail on the head there when you talk about confidence building. That's one of the things that adult learners always talk to us about, when they feel like after they did a course, yes, they got maybe an accredited program, perhaps they got back into employment, but actually the confidence that being part of a course gave them by meeting people, even, you know, people in their class, the little coffee that they would have during those courses, they mean a lot in terms of people's confidence being able to get back out and back into learning, because it's not easy. I know that.
Yes, yeah, it's not easy, you know, and people are more fearful of it, you know. And then, as you're saying, if they turn up at your, you know, the different festivals or whatever, or the open days, that they can see there's ordinary people there, you know, they're not alone. There are other people who want to do the course and join in as well and have a chat with them. As you're saying, that's half the battle, really, you know, it really is.
Absolutely. And one of the things in national policy, there's a new further education and training strategy. So that covers basically how everything is going to run for over 5 years. And one aspect of that is, and it's quite unique to Ireland, is that when they're developing policy, adult learners are part of creating it. So it's those people who are on courses and have had those good experiences or negative experiences can now influence how things are going to be in the future. So we're going to run that, a National Adult Learner Forum, which is basically for people who are in further education and training programs, so they can have a say in their own learning. Because after all, I mean, the people who are the experts in learning are the learners themselves. So in terms of improving things for the future, they're really going to be at the heart of it.
Well, Niamh, look, thanks for taking the call. I know you're a very busy lazy lady because I was chasing you during the week, and can I just say thanks for taking the call, and I hope you'll come back to us again on Near FM. I think it's the first time you've spoken to us on Near FM. Would that be correct?
It is. Good. It's been lovely. I'm a Northsider.
Are you? Oh, so that's even better. And that's even better. Maybe that ask what part of the North Side?
I'm originally from Port Marnock, but I'm on the South Side now. I've moved over. But,
right, okay.
And, my heart is still in the North Side.
That's all right. That's all right. And but you carry a North Side passport, do you? That's very important. That's very important. Well, Niamh, look, the very best with the job. And, it's a fantastic... if you have a look at the website and you can see what's out there, and if you're even thinking of doing a course, have a chat with yourselves, or just check out the website, or go to the different events between the 22nd and 27th of February and visit one of those open days. That's the message, really, isn't it, Niamh?
Yeah. And just to give people that free phone helpline, about going back in, it's 1-800-303-669. Or if you want to go to the website, it's www.onestepup.ie. There's also the ANTHIS.ie website and the Adult Learners Festival. But if you're thinking about going back, the free phone helpline, and we can direct you to the right people.
Great, Niamh. Well, look, thanks very much. And as I said, all the very best with the job and continued success. And hopefully you'll speak to us again here on Near FM. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Lovely. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Thanks, Niamh. Bye. Bye. And that was Niamh O'Reilly, the new director, the CEO. And, she kind of says, get out there and have a look and see if there's something that you'd be interested in.